Hi, and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Podcast. My name is Tim Spies, and I'm a follower of the real historical person of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. What do I mean by the real historical Joshua of Nazareth? Well, unfortunately, Christians have created many Jesuses to serve their religion and to tell them what they want to hear. In contrast, I do my level best to listen to, practice, and repeat the teachings and truths of the real historical person of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth, as his words can be found in the four books known as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The purpose of the Peaceful Revolution is to change people's lives and thus bring about peaceful revolutions, to bring them, to bring you, dear listener, out of the darkness of not knowing what is ultimately true about your life and out of the darkness of lovelessness and into light of ultimate truth and true love. To help you escape the self-made cage of fear, self-pride, and selfishness, and to enter a new life of truth and a beautiful and meaningful purpose, something much greater than living for money and material security and entertainment, which is probably what you're doing now. This message is going to deal with the phrase the church and what the church is. Let's go ahead and read a few of Joshua's teachings. In this regard, it's important to know that Joshua only uses the term twice in all of the four gospel books. So that speaks to the relative lack of importance to the concept. And yet the thing which calls itself his church makes a big deal about that, which is interesting. So here's what he says when he uses the term. He says, quote, "And Joshua said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' And Simon Peter answered, 'You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.' And Joshua said to him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock,'" possibly pointing to the earth, "'I will build my church,'" that is ecclesia, or called out ones is what the word means, "'and the gates of hell will not overpower it.'" The other saying he uses the term is this one, quote, "If your brother sins, go to him and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen to you, take one or more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every fact may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church, the ecclesia, or the spiritual family of called out ones. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, that spiritual family, then let him be to you as a person who has no knowledge about my Father and a traitor," unquote. So those are the only two times Joshua uses the term church. It's clearly referring in a collective sense to his followers or his disciples. So that's what the word church actually means. It means the disciples, the collective disciples in any given area. Now, of course, the world, unfortunately, the Christians have developed a big substitute for the actual ecclesia or called out ones, because Christians, unfortunately, are not called out of anything. If you were to ask a Christian, well, what are you called out of? Or what does it mean to be called out of the world? They won't have a clue, because they're not. Instead, they've built these really religious organizations that they call the church and given them all these different names, thousands of them. There are thousands of divisions, sometimes tens of thousands by some estimates, of divisions amongst Christians and Biblians. And so they call this organization that they go to, the building they call, it's the church, you know, the people, the clergy that they give these guys titles, etc. That's what they call the church. But that's not what Joshua defines it as. He defines it as his called out people that are living in a particular area. And really, this saying is probably the most important saying of what Joshua's church actually lives by and why. And it's in John chapter 13, where he says, quote, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another," unquote. So there's the key teaching. Joshua only singles out a teaching as a command once, and here it is. So this is extremely important. And he's saying it's all about this thing called love, that people are going to know that we're disciples, his disciples, by the love we have for one another. So if you just think about that for a second, do you think the people of the world see love in Christians shuffling into the church building, the religious organization's building a couple times a week? Is there love involved with that? No, of course not. Lots of people do that. People do that for entertainment concerts. They wander into a venue, or people do that. There's Elks Clubs, the Elks Lodge, excuse me, the Moose Lodge or the Elks Club, these various, the Masonic Lodge. There's all kinds of social groups that meet regularly. And of course, that has nothing to do with love. That's just meeting in a building. And that's what Christians do. They meet in a building. They do their religious rituals. They do this thing they call worship, which is not. And they leave and go about their lives in the world because that's what they're part of. They're Christians. It's just a religious label, no different than a Jew or a Muslim. And that's sad. And I hope these teachings that I'm repeating of Joshua will help people come out of that. But that's the truth about it. The church is the collective people of Joshua who's living in a particular area, and not, people going to an organization. They call the church. They call the building the church. And they pay all this lip service to it. So that's really what the church is. It's the people of Joshua who are living by love, and people are going to know that we're the church by looking at how we love one another. Again, dear listener, that's going to happen by them seeing people living as a family, living as a true community, living together, helping each other, sharing our lives, sharing the stuff that we have. Because we have this common leader that we're following, Joshua of Nazareth, and we have this common Heavenly Father who has expressed his love for us and given us hope and inspiration about what life is about. So that's what the church is. It's that group of people who are following Joshua, who are sharing their life, and the people look at that and go, "Oh, look at those people over there. Look at that group of people. They're living together as actual family, as really caring for each other. They're not all caught up in material things and tearing each other apart for a lot of stupid doctrinal reasons like the Christians do. Wow, they're very different. They're actually living the way that we should live." And that, dear listener, is what the church is supposed to be. Thank you for listening to this message. Please visit our website and our YouTube channel, which can be found on the website. If you search your heart and find you would like to be part of the Peaceful Revolution, please give me a call so we can talk. My number is area code 417-399-5542. The light's peace to you.